Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal, spiritually, from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning, to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues that I explore on this show. On today's Identify and Heal solo episode, I want to talk about why do smart, intelligent, successful, driven, spiritually evolved women still get fooled. I feel, especially at this eclipse time, I myself and a lot of other women I know have been experiencing, whether it's a fallout in a relationship, in a friendship, in a business partnership, in a situation where from an outsider, it would seem like a no-brainer that they might not have done that or decided that or got involved with that. And yet they did, and they found themselves fooled once again. Not a great feeling, often leaves us feeling defeated, hurt, rejected, whatever it might be. So why does this happen, and how do we move on from it, rather getting sucked into the sense of what's wrong with me, why did I do this, feeling guilt, feeling regret, just chalking it up to our growth and understanding that this is what life is about, falling down and getting back up. So take a listen and enjoy. Hey everybody, Whitney here with an Identify and Heal solo episode. And I know this title is kind of funny, maybe a little funky. The idea of why do intelligent, evolved spiritual women still get fooled? Now, what do I mean by fooled? It's the sort of thing where you see someone, you know someone, and again, they have all these qualities. You're impressed by them. You really look up to them. And they come to you and they're totally breaking down about, again, whether it's a relationship, a person, a friendship, a work situation. And you look at them and you're like, why are you upset about this? why does this bother you? Why is this getting to you? What's going on for you that you've gotten caught up in the situation and that it seems like what is happening for you is causing you to feel a doubt in yourself? And essentially, now that I'm saying it out loud, what you're seeing is basically you're seeing that person's inner child. You're watching their inner child's drama, pain, challenge play out in real time. Because again, you look at this person and to you, they seem like someone who has it all together, who has it all figured out. They're totally healed. But really, are any of us fully healed? And the answer is no. And that's the point of this episode. Why do we still get fooled sometimes? Because we're all still healing all the time. And that's okay. But just as I often speak to, we're also spiraling upward. We're healing by layers. We're healing one level at a time. Just like on our bodies, when a wound heals, when we cut open our skin, one layer of skin at a time. So it doesn't just heal up automatically. We're healing layers. And sometimes something happens that causes us to really have to, it enables us really to heal that next layer because it's showing that there's still something left to do. So I know I'm being a little vague, but just the bigger point is that again, fooled is kind of can seem like a judgmental or derogatory term in terms of, oh, well, that person got duped, they got fooled. But also, I want to just take a second and acknowledge the word fool. I came to really appreciate the word fool when I started doing tarot, because in tarot, the fool is the quarant. He's the person who is traveling through the game of life, and he is just stepping out onto that path into the unknown, out into the unpaved, unforged path. He's making his own path, and he's traveling lightly. He's only got a little knapsack on his back. That's all he has. And he is stepping out and he doesn't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. He doesn't care that there's no worn and true path in front of him. He doesn't care that people might say, what are you doing? Where are you going? What do you think you'll find? He says, I know where I'm going. My heart is leading me. That's the thing about the fool. He says, my heart is leading me. So when we act a fool, as I'm speaking to in this, remember this. Everything that happens to us that we might later say, oh, what was I thinking? How could I have done that again? Yes, in some ways, it can be driven by your trauma. It can be driven by your wounding. It can be driven by your ego. But it's always, always in some part led by your heart, by the belief that maybe this time you can have something of your deepest heart's desire, that maybe if you offer love and regard and care for somebody, then you can share something special with them and in turn might feel better about yourself. And we have to ask, is that such a terrible thing? Is that such an egregious mistake that we can't forgive ourselves, that we have to berate ourselves? And I speak to this because I often feel this way, because I've made the same mistake in so many different ways, so many different times. And I go through the waves and the different flavors of grief and healing, where one day I have compassion for myself and understanding, and the next day I'm angry at myself and I feel stupid and I wonder why I keep doing the same thing over and over. And then the next day I'm blaming somebody else and I'm saying this person was this or that, or this situation I should have known. I think that's the hardest part, is hindsight is 20/20, as they say. Yes. So we get into something, we trust something, we open our hearts, we open ourselves, we put our stock, we get invested, we get excited about something, we get let down, we lose it, it doesn't work out, and we feel like we should have known better. We look back and we say, oh my God, I was so dumb. What a fool. What a fool to believe that this could have worked out. What a fool to try and seek a connection with this person that was so clearly not available for it. What was I thinking? But what I want to focus on is bringing back that idea of the fool being someone who's being led by their heart. Your intentions are true. Your intentions are high. Because here's the thing. I want to offer this. When you're operating as a fool, you're not operating as the wolf, a manipulator, a contriver of somebody who knows exactly what they want to get and is willing to do whatever it takes to get it. That's different. That's someone who's acting from ego. That's someone who's willing to forsake and to compromise another person's feelings or emotions, that's willing to let somebody else get hurt and deceived in order to get their needs met. But that's not you. When you're the fool, you have a true heart. You're opening yourself to something that seems questionable and maybe risky, but you think, I'm going to jump in. And how else do we learn? We only learn by being the fool and jumping headfirst into something that later on we'll say, damn, that was dumb. That didn't work out. I got hurt. And then we learn. And then we learn. And if we're lucky enough, we don't learn to be jaded or shut down or closed off because of it. Although so many people do that. They have their hearts open and they step into this world to have the glorious experiences we're meant for. And then because of the hurt and because of the disappointment and the shame, they lock themselves up, they stuff down their feelings, and they say, I am never doing that again. But love is always worth the risk. And love is just another word for connection, for an experience that allows for growth, that allows for flourishing, that allows for joy. So why wouldn't we always keep ourselves open to that? If we didn't take things so personally, and if we could stay in that mindset of the fool who's just out for the adventure, who's just out to see what's beyond the horizon, to discover new lands, new experiences, new opportunities, he just sees everything as a growth opportunity, as an experience to say, wow, okay, tried this, went this direction, not really feeling it, not really working out. What's over here? He doesn't lose his enthusiasm. I'm sure you guys all know somebody like that who, no matter what, they're like, it's okay. It's great. This was perfect. This was the perfect defeat. This was the perfect disappointment, because now we know what we don't want. And you're like, what is wrong with you? How can you be so upbeat and happy in a moment like this where we lost everything, or this thing didn't work out, or my heart is broken? And they're like, no. Brilliant, beautiful, because the most beautiful things come from a broken heart or disappointment. That's where you really learn what you want and you get there. So to bring it back down a little bit, the fool is someone who's following the calling of their heart. The things that we have encountered that have been disappointing, that have led to heartbreak, that have been crushing to our self-worth or esteem, was just a step, was just a part of our bigger journey towards our heart desires. It is natural to falter on that path. It is natural that we don't get it right the first time. How else will we get there if we never try? We have to try. Otherwise, what are we doing? We're just lingering. We're just sitting around having no life experiences. Those who are boldest and bravest have the richest, brightest lives because they're risking it. They're risking being hurt in order to proceed and grow and evolve. So I want to, again, pull it back a bit and kind of break it down to a few ways that I want to identify why women who are evolved, who are on their spiritual path, what's going on when we get fooled? What's kind of happening when we find yet again that we trust in a situation, that we open ourselves to a person where once it's finished, it's had its inevitable conclusion that didn't work out. We think, why was I doing that? Well, let's look at a few factors. One is that we're human. This is aside from like being the fool who's on an adventure, but we're human and we want to feel good. So if we meet someone and we're like, God damn, there's something off and there's something that doesn't feel quite right. And I don't know that I can trust this, but man, I feel chemistry. I feel excited. And I know I've talked to so many dating coaches who are like, if you feel a spark or chemistry, run. If you're really looking for a soulmate, if you feel that excitement, that intensity, run. Because it's usually more of a lustful situation. It's more of a short kind of burst of intensity, excitement, that roller coaster ride, the love addiction type energy, the trauma picking your partner type energy that never usually pans out. But guess what? Sometimes we're going to take the bait anyways. Sometimes we're going to jump in and say, fuck it, I'm going to eat dessert. And we eat dessert and we indulge in a situation that we knew damn well wasn't going to be for our highest good. And we come out the other side and we say, okay, all right, well, that exactly what I thought would happen happened. And I feel duped and I feel stupid. And I feel like I have to go back and try to pick apart the lies of the situation and try to figure out where I went wrong and what they lied about, what they didn't. It's shitty. But maybe we can skip over that process a little bit. Maybe we can just allow ourselves to say, I am human. And when something presents itself that seems delicious and exciting and will feel good, sometimes I take it. Yet each time I'm a little more aware and I learn more from it. So that because I did it this time, I'm even closer to not taking that bait next time and saying, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to walk right past the bakery. Nothing wrong with the bakery. I've been in there. I've had everything there is on the menu, but I want something more nutrient. I want something that gives me more sustenance for my soul. I want something that's not just an ephemeral, sweet delight that gives me a quick sugar high and then drops me down. We are human, and sometimes we will still make decisions that we know will not likely lead to a higher outcome, that we know smell of something that's too good to be true, smell of something that might be a little bit contrived or curated in a certain way to kind of lure us in. And again, it's on so many levels, right? It's like a business opportunity. Like, have you ever met a friend where they're like, yeah, I'm going to go for this. I'm going to invest in this thing. And you're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. What are you, what? Like, you're a smart girl. Like, you're a successful woman. Why would you ever do that? We can't place judgment. Some of us get excited. Who doesn't want to believe that they can make $100,000 in a month or 2 months, right? Like, who doesn't want to sometimes just be like, you know, I'm going to take the risk. The fool, right? And again, this is where you have to recognize your heart. It's heart. It's not always coming from a place of stupidity, as I know I've often felt, right? Whenever these things are over, I'm like, damn it, dummy. I'm not a dummy. I just tap into that innocent little child of mine sometimes who's like, let's go in the Ferris wheel. It'll be so fun. And then I'm on the Ferris wheel and I'm like, fuck. Now I'm stuck up here on this crazy ride and it feels scary and uncomfortable. Kind of a weird analogy, but whatever. Maybe it works. So my point is, whether it's a financial thing, a business opportunity, a potential partner, a new friendship, a new place that you want to run off and move to or do something with, whatever it is, be gracious with yourself, be understanding that, to recap so far, it's great to be the fool and just step out into life. and we are human. And sometimes we're going to choose things because they're bright and shiny and it sounds like they're going to feel really fucking good. And we're not in a place where we can just walk away from it. And sometimes, again, we have to dive headfirst in so that the next time when it really counts, we'll have learned, we'll have grown, and we won't dive into it and we won't choose that anymore. If you talk to anybody who's met their soulmate, if they're like, yeah, I'm with like a totally solid, healthy relationship, they will tell you that it took many, many, many deviations. It took many times diving headfirst into that tempting, enticing situation with so much chemistry and da 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 da, until they were finally like, you know, I want something that feels good on my nervous system, that doesn't make me constantly feel anxious and questioning and uncomfortable, even though it feels so fucking good when I'm so anxious and scared. And then they reach out or they want to see me and I feel like I could fly. Oh, who needs that? But maybe you need it until you don't. So we're human. The other part of why we get fooled is because there are no guarantees in life that you will be safe. And by safe, I mean in a physical five senses, well, beyond five senses, because your physical world, but also your emotional world and mentally. Your soul is always safe. Your soul, every single thing that you've ever done, your soul is like, fuck yeah, this is awesome. Woo, I'm loving it. Even if to you in your physicality, in your human body is like, ah, that was the worst thing in my life. Your soul was like, oh my God, that was so delicious. That was amazing. So that's also something to keep in mind. Like, truly, completely, wholeheartedly, I'm telling you that your soul eats up every single tiny little piece of life like it is the most glorious, delicious thing it has ever tasted. The soul delights in every single facet of life because it knows that every facet of life is a part of the divine source, one that is infinitely of good and love. Even what we deem bad, even what we deem to be evil or dark, no. The soul knows it's all a part of experiencing and understanding the whole, and it wants every morsel of it and thinks it's so good. Okay, so there are no guarantees. Let me give you an example. I've been dating lately, and my friend is also newly single and dating, and we were talking about how sometimes you look back, you date somebody who didn't work out, and you think, you know, I should have given it more time. I should have moved more slowly. I should have gotten to know them more. I should have waited longer to be intimate. I shouldn't have started spending so much time with them so quickly. I just got caught up in the moment. Next time I'm going to do better and I'm going to take it slow because then I'll know who they really are. This very well can be true. But let's be honest. Both stories, you hear both sides. You hear both stories, right? I know some people who married the man that they went on one date with and had sex with him the first night. Now they're married. That worked out. I know other people who took it very slowly with the man that they ended up spending their life with. They took it very slowly. They got to know them. They were really friends first before they even moved into any kind of romantic situation. And that worked out for them. There's no way to guarantee your safety in this world. That's my point. That's point number two, is that there's no guarantee that you're going to be safe when you take a risk. None. Waiting 3 months to have sex with somebody doesn't mean that they'll still fuck you and then not talk to you again the next day just because they waited six months for it, whatever it is. Getting to know somebody and becoming friends with them doesn't mean that they're going to see you and value you and want to spend the rest of your life with you. There's no guarantees that you're going to be safe. You also hear all the time about women who are married to men for 10, 15, 20 years, and they find out that the whole time they had a double life and they made it seem like they were their one and only and they love them so much. You hear it all the time. Or even someone who you're with for 10 years, you're both totally devoted. There's no infidelity. And then after 10 years, they decide to wander and want to be with somebody else. There's no guarantees in life. There's no way to be safe. Again, it brings me back to the idea of being the fool. You just have to be open to taking risks and open to whatever that may bring. It may bring the best thing that's ever happened to you, and it may bring the most difficult, heartbreaking, devastating thing that's ever happened to you. But again, if you don't take the leap as a fool, you'll never know either. You can stay safe, stuck in a box, and not experience a single thing in life. There's a quote that says, a ship is safe in the harbor, but that's not what ships are meant for. Yeah, if you keep a ship in the harbor, they're not going to get blown to bits in a storm. They're not going to crash. They're not going to get attacked by pirates. They're not going to get whatever happens to ships. They'll stay safe in a harbor, but that's not what they're meant for. And that's not what you are meant for. You're not meant to stay in a place where you're safe. Sometimes we venture out and we get railed. We just get pummeled and it sucks. Like this past eclipse season, you might have felt that. You might have taken a risk and invested everything you had in something and it failed. But guess what? There's so many stories of people who invested everything they had in something they believed in and thought was a sure thing and it didn't work out. And then bam, something else happened that was even better. And that's not always the case. Sometimes people have to fall to the greatest depths and reclaim themselves and rethink about what really matters to them. It all depends on their soul's path, right? On their, where are you on your soul's journey? Some people in one lifetime may have that huge defeat and never get back up again. But guess what? By living that lifetime where you gave it everything you got and you got defeated and you feel like the rest of your life was just never being able to recover from that, then this lifetime ends and you go on to the next and you say, wow, I really let that take me down. But once we're on the other side, we can look back and say, oh my gosh, there was no need for that. All I needed to see was that it was just a defeat that was enabling me to see what I really want, what I can learn from that. And then we come back in the next lifetime, which are people probably like me and who's ever listening, where you're ready. You're ready to not let something knock you down and keep you down for the rest of your life. You're going to keep getting back up. You're going to keep getting back up and saying, I got fooled again, damn it. But hey, wasn't that fun? Can we just say that? And I know it's not fun because I'm reeling in that now. And I've been there where it's like, it doesn't feel fun to feel like I got my heart shattered or my insecurities just exacerbated and somebody threw just like fire into my fuel of insecurity. It feels terrible. And it takes a while sometimes when something really gets in there and just cracks you open. But guess what? Being cracked open is one of the best things that can happen to you. Because I think I spoke about this in one of the eclipse episodes, but that's when your light comes out. That's a quote by Leonard Cohen. He wrote Hallelujah. And in one of his songs, he says, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets out. Or that's how the light gets in. Either way, you get cracked open and then light that was never able to come through comes through. Light that's within you is able to come out that wasn't able to come out. We embrace the fall. We embrace the things that crack us open. As hard as it may be, as challenging and devastating as may be, we embrace it. There are no guarantees in life that you're going to be safe when you make a choice, when you take a risk to love somebody, to invest in something, to devote yourself to something, to try something new. There's no guarantees, even if you feel like you're playing it safe, even if you feel like you've done all the right things, there's just no guarantee. So just do it anyways. Do it anyways, and if it turns out it didn't work out, learn from it, and that's all we can do. All right, and then the third reason that sometimes we still get fooled is because what is for our highest and greatest good and our greatest growth isn't always pleasant. We tend to set out and say, oh my gosh, I met this person, and I just want it to be this loving, kind, gentle experience where we just open each other to feeling love, to learning how to accept love. And even if it doesn't work out, it's just going to be this lovely fairy tale thing. And we both part ways in kindness and caring for one another. Yeah, that happens sometimes. And that's great. And it happens when you need that kind of experience. But sometimes what's for your highest good is something that's really unpleasant for the human experience, which is the opposite, which is something that, again, breaks you open, something that ends up hitting a raw nerve, hitting you where it hurts, because you need to know that there's still that hurt there so you can heal it. So what we call getting fooled is actually the universe doing us a gigantic favor of saying, hey, it may not be what you wanted, but it's what you needed. So overall, those are my three main points, that the reason why, the causes behind why intelligent, evolved, spiritual women can get fooled, can get duped, can find themselves in situations where they think, what the fuck was I thinking? So the one is that we're human. We are going to want things that might make us feel good. We're going to want things that feel exciting, that do feel good, that entice us. So sometimes we take the bait and it doesn't go so well. We're always learning. The second reason is there are no guarantees of a safe bet. There's no guarantee that you will be safe in the choice that you make. No matter what you do, no matter how cautious you are, whether you rush into something or move slowly into it, whether you check all the boxes, whether you look through and read through a agreement, whatever it might be, there's no guarantees that something will be safe. So you might very well think that you have come across the exception, because guess what? Exceptions do happen. We hear sometimes that somebody wins the lottery in terms of a new opportunity or a person or a situation. There are exceptions. And so again, it's human. It's the excitement. It's the fool who wants to say, let's do it. Let's just try it. Let's see what happens. And sometimes we get burnt and we get hurt, but it's a part of life. And no matter what you do, there's nothing you can do to be 100% safe in the choices that you make. There's no such thing as a guarantee, right? There's no such thing as a sure thing. That's what they say. There's no such thing as, I know it. I know if I take a chance on this person, I know if I just move slowly and get to know them first, I know that if I just wait until I can feel like I can trust them, then I won't get hurt. You can still get hurt. Or maybe you won't. There's no sure bets in life. That's why it's the fool's journey. We're just going for it. And the third is because what's for our highest good isn't always pleasant. Sometimes the most dire, worst, dark night of the souls are exactly what we need. It's actually few and far between that it's a sort of sun card energy, if you will. The sun card in tarot is like joy, bliss, success, like, oh, just basking in the sun of, can you believe this happened? Can you believe this moment? Can you believe this situation? My gosh. They are beautiful gifts from the universe that say, here you go. But they are short-lived. They're usually ephemeral. So enjoy them when they do come. But most things are here to teach us and to help us grow and learn, because that's what we're here for. We are here to grow and learn on this planet. Another thing I want to offer, just in general, beyond those 3 points, back to the concept of why we get fooled. Also keep in mind, and as I said, it's like the idea of the fool leading with its heart. We want to believe in the good in things, the good in people, the good in an opportunity, the good in a situation, the good in a decision or choice. When you have an open heart, when you know that you are right with yourself, when you know that you try to be in integrity and do your best, you expect the same of others. You want to believe that humans are good. And I believe that humans are good. I don't believe in evil. I believe that there are people in the world who, and I guess that people would call this evil, so say what you will, I choose not to use words like that. It's just lost. I would say that just the word is lost, disconnected, if you will. I think that when we talk about things like people who are maybe psychopaths or narcissistic that have those traits, their soul has left their physical body. Their ego is in charge. Their ego is running the show. Their pure ego, which is a dangerous thing to be. You're basically just running on the fuel of like the Terminator, just scanning every situation for what you need, what you want to survive. That's dangerous, especially if they know how to talk to people as if they understand the language of empathy. Yet, never forget, or at least this is my belief. I don't want to tell you what is so, but I really truly believe that even someone whose soul has left their body and they're operating as that what we would call a sociopath, psychopath, narcissist, that entity will never ever forget its soul, ever. It's impossible, because they call it the silver cord. Your soul is always attached. There's no way you can ever forget it, ever. So when you encounter these people, when you get fooled, let's say you get real badly duped. A beautiful podcast is my good friend Raven Scott. Just had her on the show. She has the podcast, The Empath and the Narcissist. Lots of fodder for thought there about narcissists. She went through a challenging, awful 12-year relationship with a narcissist. So it does happen. Yet, what I was getting at is that never forget that even though it feels like that person might be void of a soul, they can't forget that they have a soul. And so when you encounter them, you are playing a part in their return to their soul. And my understanding is that our souls always make agreements in heaven. So I think that people choose to come down here and disconnect from their soul to play the role of almost the villain on earth so that they allow others to have these deep, powerful transformations, evolution of their soul. Yet that soul who's disconnected, their lesson in this lifetime is to remember that they have a soul, to go to the depths of feeling connected from their soul and then bring themselves back. So your favor to them is to be that little seedling, because we think that it's lost on them. And some people believe that. And I think to a large degree it is. Trust me, I've been involved with what I would imagine were narcissists, and it felt like such a mind fuck after, because you think, was anything real that we experienced? Because sometimes it really felt loving, and sometimes it really felt kind, and sometimes it really felt like a connection, and sometimes it really felt sentimental. And some people say that they're faking all of it. There's actually another great podcast called The Narcissist Code, which is by a self-aware narcissist who realized they were narcissistic, a male, and did a ton of therapy, goes to therapy every day now to work himself back to being a functional, embodied soul person and to disengage from those narcissistic tendencies. And his podcast is fascinating. I binged through his whole catalog at one point because I was involved with someone that I felt was a narcissist and was just totally perplexed and confused, as we all are after those situations. And he does some episodes on that. And I think it is debatable. I think that there is moments of love. And here's the other thing, though. Not everyone is a narcissist. We need to be aware of that. It's a huge buzzword now. It absolutely exists. I think it's a measure of degree. Some people are real detached from their soul and really thick in being able to be detached from any sense of empathy or feeling or emotion. So they can do very manipulative, very contrived things to get what they want. And that's very upsetting when we've been caught up in that. And again, that's what Raven's show, The Empath and the Narcissist, is great for, shedding light on the perspective of the narcissist, is The Narcissist Code. I recommend both of those. It's 444 right now. The angels are giving such a big, I feel like the message coming through with this 444 is, if you went from this, you learned from this. And if you went through this, the angels were with you the whole time. That's what I just got. Because sometimes, also, when we get fooled, we feel forsaken. We feel lost. We feel, why would this happen to me? When I'm putting so much effort into be a loving, kind being on this planet, why would I go through this? And it's saying the angels were with you every single second. They were never going to let you be fully harmed. It was a lesson for your soul. It was a lesson for your growth. It had to break something open so you could break through to the next level, where you're going to find even greater happiness than you ever knew was possible. And a lot of people will tell you that, who come out of abusive relationships and find themselves in a healthy, loving relationship in the sun. It takes what it takes sometimes. But back to my point, when you get involved with somebody, don't discount. I spoke about this in the episode about heartbreak, that you did have an impact on them, that you saw the light in them, that you wanted to believe in the good in them. And this goes beyond just relationships when I'm talking about getting fooled. When you come across a potential opportunity that seems so promising and it seems like it could really work out if the chips just fall right, you can recognize, oh, you know, really, it's a long shot, but I believe in this. I believe in the good, that good things can happen. I believe in the exception. So you take the risk and you fall flat, and it turns out you're just another one of the non-exceptions to the rule. You are the rule that says, don't buy into bullshit. Don't buy into something that sounds too good to be true. But we got to take that risk. It all comes back to being the carefree, heart-centered, heart-led fool. We find our way. So give yourself grace for that. Give yourself grace for wanting to believe in the good and the heart and the love of a situation, in a person, in an opportunity, in a place, in something that you invest everything into, because you have that inside of you. And we always seek outside of ourselves what we have in ourselves. We always believe that what we feel is what is. And certain things in life will show us that that's not, that opposites also exist. That if we are of love, then there are some people who are detached from love. They don't understand love, and we are messengers to them, whether they indicate it to us or not. We're giving them a glimpse, an idea of what love actually is, and we're a gift in their life. Even if they hurt us and it ends on terrible terms, we make peace with that the best we can. Here's one more facet of that notion. It's something that I've come to really try to embrace, is I don't know about all of you, but when I get duped, when I go through a moment where I realize, oh my gosh, I got fooled. It happened again. Oh my gosh. Why didn't I get out of this sooner? Why didn't I realize it sooner? Why didn't I follow the red flags, the warning signs? Why? Remember this. It is really difficult to get off the ride after you've gotten on. And I'm a big believer that once we've chosen to go through a lesson, we got to ride it out till the end. Because guess what? If we don't, the lesson isn't learned. I've spoken of this on previous solo episodes. If we don't finish out the ride, we don't learn the lesson. So sometimes you just got to throw your hands up and surrender and say, it's not over till it's over. And I'm not saying like going back to an abusive person. I'm saying that when you're in a situation and it still hasn't fully gotten out of your system, you're still not ready to let it go. Just trusting that at the right time, the ride will be over and you will be released. Because eventually we are all released. Look back to every single situation, every single experience, every single time in your life where you felt like you got duped or fooled. You wouldn't be here today if you weren't eventually released from it. It will end. But once it's over, be kind to yourself and try to release judgment of, oh God, how did I not end it? 2 weeks in, it was so blaringly obvious. This was a terrible choice. I should never have moved there. I should never have taken this opportunity. I should never have said yes to that person and kept seeing that person. What a dummy I am. You can't get off the ride once you're on it. You got to let it ride itself out. There are lessons to learn. Learn the lesson so you can move on. Don't let it be in vain. You'll meet another person and have the same experience if you don't take the lesson from it. So let this be the lesson. Let this be the time that you learn. And now here's the final thought. Overall, for all of this, another thing I found really helpful, another place that I go into is when I feel like I've been duped or hurt or wronged by a situation, I start to get into this place of darkness where I feel like there is evil and I feel like, oh my gosh, this person hated me and they thought terrible things about me and they never liked me at all. I use absolutes. That's what I'm trying to get at here. I use absolutes. This was all terrible. Everything was disgusting and gross and I was awful for getting involved with it and they had horrible intentions and there was no love present. They never cared for me. It's important to reclaim our own love. It's important to reclaim our own view of the world. It's important to acknowledge that not everything is so black and white. And that even within what ended up being a toxic or tumultuous relationship, see it from a different perspective. See if you can open yourself to the idea that, yeah, you know, I don't think they hated me. I didn't hate them. We actually really liked each other. When you are connected with somebody and when it's over, you realize that they were not always treating you right and not being honest with you, it doesn't mean they don't like you. It just means that getting what they needed felt more important in most moments than being mindful and considerate of what you needed. That doesn't mean hatred. That doesn't mean evil. It just means someone who's made a different decision has a different view of what their priority is, of what their focus is, of what their view is. It doesn't necessarily have to reflect on you. And the importance of this is because when I get stuck in the sense of, oh my gosh, this was a horrible situation and it was so evil and everything was bad about it, it puts me in the doom and gloom and I start looking around the world as if the world is going to keep dragging me under and putting me in situations with people who are terrible and hate me. I'd rather move into a space of temperance. That word just came to mind, the temperance card from tarot. That's actually my card for this month. At the beginning of the year, I pulled a card for each month of the year. And for April, I got temperance, which is very appropriate because, as I said, during eclipse season, I had one of these upsetting situations. I felt like I got duped and fooled. And this month has been about balancing. It's about going back and forth from, oh my gosh, like, what was that? And that was so awful. And like, what kind of darkness did I stumble into? To, hey, this was actually overall a lovely, beautiful situation that had a lot of nice elements to it, that had some genuine caring and kind exchanges. Just overall, it was not strong enough of a foundation or connection in order for it to go beyond what it did. So allow yourself both, right? We have to feel our emotions fully. I've talked about that during breakup episodes that I've done. Let yourself feel to the very depths. Let yourself have the days where you're like, oh my gosh, what in the actual mindfuck happened? And then see if you can move into, okay, but was it all dark? Was it all bad? Do I need to make absolute statements that this person hated me, that they ended up not giving me the job because they thought I was worthless and that I wasn't good enough? Be mindful of your words and what you tell yourself. Be mindful of how you view the world, because then that's the world that you live in. Remember that. We live in the world that we create in our heads. If we decide that the world is a scary, dangerous place, then that's the world we live in. If we decide that we're the fool and nothing can harm us because everything is a lesson, then it's sunny every single day of your life. And that might sound idealist, but it's just true. It's just true. See it as an adventure. Believe that everybody likes you. And that if anyone hurts you, it's not because they don't like you. It's just because they felt or they've decided that their view of the world is that doing what is in their best interest is of the highest and most importance. Has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. Everybody loves you because everyone in some way is connected to their soul, even the ones that seem lost, like lost souls. Remember that. Keep that in mind. See if you can use some temperance in these after these situations, after you feel like you got played. See how you can return to a place of compassion, understanding for yourself, and also recognizing that it wasn't all bad, that it didn't mean that people weren't actually interested in you, that people didn't actually see you for what you are, that people didn't actually appreciate you or have interest in you, that some place didn't have some good in it that you went to, that you explored, that you gave a chance to. It's not all one way or the other. I tend to think in absolutes, and it never, ever helps me. It's never beneficial, as I use the word never. It's rarely beneficial to think in absolutes. So these are the messages I wanted to offer to all of you today. I actually, this episode came through me in the throes of the week before the eclipse. And it was one of those times where I was up at 3 a.m. and I came out to my desk and was just writing the notes for this episode. And then come Thursday, whenever I was going to record it, I was like, it's not there. Like, this isn't it. It's not time for this episode. So I kept it in my books for the past 3 weeks. And today I realized it's time. So I hope this was helpful for all of you. I hope the message comes through that you needed. I wish you all so much love and so much bright sunshine in your life as you move forward. Be that fool. Take that risk. Take that leap. Keep a smile on your face all the while. It's all for your highest good. I know it's not that easy, but I'm here to help you out even when you stumble or when you're sore and high. So much love to you all. Take care. That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.